Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Trey Gowdy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
October 18th, 2022, I'm Jeff Manasso. The U.S. military, according to a new report on strength, has grown increasingly weaker over the years and now considered at risk of not being able to respond to threats to America's national interests.
It's decline, it's aging, it's shrinking, it's less ready. And that growing gap presents risk, the risk to U.S. interests, to our allies in the Indo-Pacific, and to the prestige and influence of America.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Heritage Foundation's 2023 Index of U.S. Military Strength finds that the military is weak and at growing risk of not being able to meet demands to keep Americans safe. That and what to do about it.
Yeah, it's the totality of American military power. So you would have a weighting of effort. You know, Europe is inherently land-based and air power centric. If you were doing something in the Western Pacific, you know, vis-a-vis Taiwan, then it's giving more maritime and air. But they all kind of join together.
We're speaking today to retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood, now the Senior Research Fellow for Defense Programs at the Heritage Foundation, on the Heritage Foundation's annual report that shows our military is ill-prepared for conflict.
And so this is not an indictment of U.S. military personnel. We've got great men and women, but we have too few of them. We've got too few assets. They don't train enough. You know, during the Cold War, an Air Force pilot would be flying in excess of 300 hours a year. And today, average across all type model series is 120 hours or less. And so if you just don't have the resources to train, you don't have the capacity to conduct operations over a sustained period of time, and all of your equipment is old, you know, it's the average age of a fighter is 32 years old. These are just samples. So the military of the U.S. in its aggregate form is just in a very weakened state.
The report calls this the logical consequence of years of sustained use, underfunding, poorly defined priorities, widely shifting security policies, exceedingly poor discipline in program execution, and a profound lack of seriousness across the national security establishment, even as threats to the U.S. interests have surged. COVID policies that have targeted our men and women in the military and so-called woke policies being implemented by the Pentagon no doubt have to also be contributing to low morales. What are insiders telling you?
Everything that you just mentioned, you know, it's a 30-year story. When the Soviet Union went away, we slashed the military in the 1990s. Then you had the Clinton administration that just had a different view of things. Then that was followed along by George W. Bush administration, and 9/11 occurred. So for the last 20 years, you know, it's been counterterrorism and counterinsurgency. And so as presidential administrations have changed to Barack Obama and the Donald Trump and now Joe Biden, this volatility in funding and focus and, you know, do we want to use the military or are we waiting efforts more toward foreign policy? That disrupts a lot of stuff throughout the military establishment. And this use over the last 20 years, you know, whether an aircraft is dropping a bomb or providing close air support or just flying along peacefully, if it's in the air for 3 hours, that's 3 hours off the planned lifespan of that platform. So we've been using the military at fairly high rates for 20 years, And we have been underfunding it in many, many ways, especially in replacing old worn out equipment for almost three decades. So when you follow that track and we get to 2022 and you see the ravenous appetite in Ukraine in terms of munitions and casualties and broken hulks of gear, we're just not equipped to deal with that. And if you had to do something against China or Russia, short, close fight for them, we're operating 5,000-7,000 miles from home.
So if we're not capable of being able to meet conflict demands, as the Heritage Foundation points out, though the Biden administration would probably likely dispute that. But for somebody who's been in the military for two decades, how really worrisome is this?
I think, again, the men and women are just doing incredible things with the low levels of equipment and the poor repair of that equipment. So, again, using the Navy as an example, Cold War, almost 600 ships. Today, we've got 292. Back then, you'd have 100 ships at sea. Today, we still have 100 ships at sea. So you can't have a fleet half the size and still use it at the same level. So what we're calling upon sailors to do is keep those things working, deploy longer and more frequently from home, and it wears out the force. And then your point about social engineering and diversity stuff and CRT, it's sapping the morale, and it causes American youth to question, why would I want to join a military, that's just worn out and broken? I mean, they're doing good work, but I could find a high-paying job with FedEx or Microsoft or, doing something else in life. So these are not good trends, and it's putting our military in a pretty hurtful condition.
You've been listening to retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood, now the Senior Research Fellow for Defense Programs at the Heritage Foundation, on its report in ranking the U.S. military as weak for the first time. More after this.
I'm curious as to the index in terms of military strength, how it rated under the former administration.
It's been a generally downward trend. What we saw under the Trump administration was a dramatic spike in the focus on current combat readiness. And Secretary of Defense Mattis, that was his number one priority. So we did see a recovery in current readiness. But when you start buying airplanes and ships, those are multi-year procurements. So you can seed that money into the system, which Trump and his people did. But if you're only there for, effectively 3.5 years and the administration that follows you doesn't have the same priorities, you lose all that momentum. And then with the Biden administration piling on top of it, diversity, equity, and inclusion czars and political apparatchiks and these sorts of things, you just lose a lot of step. And if climate change, combating climate change, is the number one threat facing the country and not the nuclear inventories of Russia and China, your priorities are completely skewed. So you see this affecting decisions and policy made by the service chiefs and the politically appointed secretaries of the different departments. And this is just a natural consequence of that.
Speaking of that, on Monday, Secretary of State Blinken, speaking at Stanford University, said that China's ruling party is planning on speeding up their timeline to annex Taiwan. What do we know about this, and how can the United States counter that while trying to counter Russia's invasion in Ukraine and while our adversaries see reports like this?
Yeah, so Representative Gallagher, Wisconsin, 8th District, has called this the Davison window, referring back to Admiral Davison, Phil Davison, when he was Indo-PACOM. And he said that China is looking to annex or reclaim Taiwan by 2027, to your point. All of the military services, with the exception of the Marine Corps, their modernization programs are looking out to the mid-2030s or the late 2030s, a decade after China appears to be building and wanting to make its move. So we're far behind. They've been investing in their military for 10 or 15 years. They've gone from the low 200s in ship count to 360. Meanwhile, our Navy has dropped even over the past month from 298 down to 292. And by 2027, we'll be down to 280 ships. So you can see this upward growth, expansionist, aggressive militarization by China with their eye on conducting operations the next 5 or 6 years. On the U.S. side, it's decline, it's aging, it's shrinking, it's less ready. And that growing gap presents risk risk to U.S. interests, to our allies in the Indo-Pacific, and to the prestige and influence of America.
What will it take to get on the right track in terms of military strength? God forbid we need to use it, but also morale.
A recognition by Congress in particular, they control the purse strings, and they also approve appointees from any administration, but a recognition of the actual risk involved and how long it takes in terms of years and money to turn the corner on this, to start improving things, right? So if you look at NATO spending, those countries that are closest to Russia are more serious about their defense, and they spend far higher percentages of their gross domestic product than countries further away. We'll compare Poland and Spain. Just dramatically different sorts of things. The problem for America is Russia is thousands of miles away. China is even further. It's on the other side of the planet. So here in the U.S., we have the luxury, in a sense, of kind of ignoring these things until they are imminent dangers. And at that point, it's too late. So we need awareness, recognition, seriousness, clear articulation of priorities and requirements by the military forces that would be used. And that has to be supported by the administration, this one, the one that follows on down the line.
He's retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood, now Senior Research Fellow for Defense Programs at the Heritage Foundation. Dakota, thank you for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.